For an increasing number of people, tracing the family tree involves genetic ancestry testing. At least 24 companies market DNA tests they say can link a person to a specific country, region, or tribe. There are limitations which can affect the outcome. For instance, the size of the database of samples, or the fact most tests trace only a few ancestors. And there's no clear link between DNA and racial ethnic identity. Pilar Osorio is an associate professor of law and medical ethics at UW-Madison. She was among those contributing to an essay which appeared in the journal Science.
There are a lot of concerns about the way that genetics is being marketed in direct consumer marketing. So there are a lot of people doing the science and doing the science policy who think that genetics gets marketed in a way that's overblown or that's misleading in many cases.
It's estimated the chance of misidentifying ancestral groups by genealogy testing may be 5% or higher. Even if correct, there's concern that some information, like the risk of inherited disease, may be misinterpreted. Osorio and others want voluntary guidelines for those offering genealogy testing. They're encouraging professional genetic and anthropological associations to develop policy statements on the issue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.